This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Despite all those efforts to slow down the mortgage crisis, the wave of foreclosures continues. Tens of thousands of homes sit boarded up in neighborhoods across the country. We'll turn now to two cities taking different approaches to dealing with those empty houses.
First to Providence, Rhode Island. The mayor there is trying to help families buy those empty houses and fix them up and move in. He's also pressuring banks to sell them more quickly. NPR's Tobias Smith reports.
Providence loves to boast about its renaissance. The city went so far as to actually move a river to remake itself from a down-and-out old city into a thriving urban center. It's exactly why the mayor is so distressed to see what's happening now.
And here's a house right here on Pecan Street, which is boarded up. It's been foreclosed. It's sitting there vacant. You can start to see, you know, there's some damage, a broken window.
Driving through Smith Hill, an historic neighborhood that's seen hundreds of millions of dollars of new investment, Mayor David Cicilline points out the latest casualties of the mortgage lending crisis.
And you can see right up here on the same side of the street is another boarded up house that's there's an open window, so that's not even secure. So
Cicilline says there are some 750 boarded up homes in Providence now, a kind of second wave of destruction in the tsunami of foreclosures, as one observer called it. It's bad enough when families lose their homes, the mayor says, but now the vacant houses are dragging down property values community-wide.
This house here, for example, is for sale. Well, it's hard to get someone excited about the house across the street, which is for sale, when it's across the street from two houses that have been foreclosed that are boarded up. And that being not sold has an impact on the next-door neighbor. And, you know, it's like a cancer. It just grows and grows and grows.
To help get families back into these vacant houses, Cicilline is basically offering a cash handout to help buyers fix them up. The city has put up $1 million for no-interest loans. And since he announced it 2 weeks ago, more than 100 people have applied.
I mean, there's really no words to even describe free money. I mean, you can't beat that.
Kenneth Graham is hoping to get $20,000 from the city. He says the offer convinced him to shop for a place in Providence and ultimately to buy. Graham's new home on Alabama Avenue was relatively lucky. While it sat empty for more than 6 months, it was never vandalized or looted for its copper pipes or boiler like so many others. But Graham says
it was disgusting. I mean, it really was. It was disgusting. You know, there was droppings everywhere. Rats and different types of animals could get in. The bank was in, I believe it was Oklahoma, so they didn't care.
Trying to get banks' attention is also part of Mayor Cicilline's strategy. He wants to fine and possibly sue financial institutions who hold vacant properties too long, and he's imploring lenders to sell, even if it costs them.
They ought to take a haircut. Of course they should. Look, this is about correcting really what is a national disgrace. And they ought to be reducing their prices and willing to take some losses to move those properties over the next 90 days into the hands of Providence families.
The mayor does need to understand that institutional investors are probably not inclined to simply walk away from their investment and give a property away.
Bill Reinhardt is a vice president with Ocwen Loan Servicing that represents investors who now own title on several dozen homes in Providence. He says everyone wants to sell, but there is pressure from investors to get something back.
To the extent that we start, quote unquote, giving away properties, then we potentially have liability, and we're subject to an investor asking, well, did you get the best price, or did you just, quote unquote, dump it?
And with those investors now more likely to be from around the world than from the local bank, they are not so swayed by community appeals that they're causing neighborhood blight. Tom Fitzgibbons is vice president at MB Financial Bank.
I would be embarrassed, if you will, but for somebody in the Netherlands or India or wherever who owns a security that's been written off at this point, they're willing to be patient, and so they'll wait.
And in some cases, mortgage holders say there are simply no buyers at any price. In Cleveland, for example, they offered to give foreclosed properties to the city, and the city said no. Many of the vacant houses were already ruined beyond repair, and the city said it couldn't afford the cost of demolition. Tovia Smith, NPR News.